Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
Well, I was thinking about Kentucky Fried Chicken and how I used to not be able to get it. And I was thinking about Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I was thinking about Colonel Sanders and how close I was to never, ever, 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 ever getting to have any Kentucky Fried Chicken. You see, because he was a guy who tried to work on the railroad and he tried to be an attorney, he got disbarred for Pete's sake. I mean, you got to be kind of a rebel to get disbarred, amen? So he couldn't seem to do anything right. And he came up with this chicken recipe, and people told him, oh, you got to sell that. You know they said that because he's in the South. You got to sell that. That is finger licking good. So he did. He listened to everybody, and he had a dream. I want you to say right now, I have a dream. So he had this dream about this chicken, and he tried to sell it because everybody told him it was so good. And yet, he went to person number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. He went to over 1,000 people. Do you have what it takes to withstand 1,000 no's? Well, we have to think about that. That's a no every day for 3 years. You wake up, they tell you no, you go back to sleep. You wake up, they tell you no, and you go back to sleep. You wake up, they tell you no, and you go back to sleep. And really, we have visions of sugar plums dancing in our head, but what he had in his mind was his ugly mug. I mean that in the nicest way. I mean, it's not like he's like, I don't know, some high fashion model, right? He's not Gigi Hadid. He's some 70-something guy. And all he can dream about is his picture on a bucket of chicken. He would take his chicken to people and give it to them, and they'd say, I've had better legs than a bucket of chicken. Don't use that joke again. He's like, this is a bucket of chicken. What do you mean? But he wouldn't give up. He just would keep on. He'd keep on keeping on. Reminds me of a blonde standing out front of the Coke machine. She was thirsty, but she was also intrigued by this person. And they went up and they put this money in this machine and they pressed the button and they got a drink and it sounded so wonderful. So she's like, I gotta try this. She got a dollar out of her purse, hit the button, and sure enough, she got a drink. So she gets out another dollar, puts it in, and sure enough, she gets a drink. She gets out another dollar, puts it in, sure enough, she gets a drink. Somebody's in line behind her and say, sweetie, how long are you going to do this? She said, as long as I keep winning. As long as I keep winning. We don't mind keeping going when we're winning. But we don't like going when we get 1,000 no's. What's your dream, friend? What's your dream?
I didn't think she was going to look at me.
No, I'm looking at you. What's your dream? West Palm Beach, what's your dream? Come on, what's your dream? Online, TV, what's your dream? What's your dream? What's your dream? What's your dream? Are you willing to get 1,000 no's? Are you going to give up? Are you going to keep on asking? And you're going to ask in faith. You see, God says, keep on asking, keep on asking, keep on asking. Well, I asked God to heal me yesterday, and I woke up today, and he did not heal me. So I don't think God heals. Does God not heal, or does God not heal on your timeline? We have to keep on, everybody. Say, keep on.
Keep on.
We want to give up. This is a good Twitter or a line to write down if you're a note taker. We want to give up when we forget all things are possible with God. Matthew 19:26, all things are possible with God. When we forget that all things are possible with God, then we give up. We think all things have to be possible with our business plan. All things have to be possible with the economy. All things have to be possible if the stars line up. All things could be possible if we could just get in shape. All things will be possible if we could lose that 20 pounds. All things are possible if I could just get healed, if I could just get the promotion. All things would be possible if we could get the loan. All things are possible. No. You are disqualifying God's abundant, miraculous, working power. All things are not possible if the stars line up. With God, all things are just possible. When it looks impossible, another note, when it looks impossible, it just sets the stage for God to do the miraculous. I'm going to say that one more time because you missed a chance to shout. When it looks impossible, it just sets the stage for God to do the miraculous. I brought a picture of us with a guy that we met, this guy right here. You might know him as Tyler Perry. We got the privilege of meeting him not that long ago. I guess it was a month or two ago. And we met him in Atlanta. That's where he lives. And he was one of the nicest, most humble, sweetest. We did not suggest the picture, he did. And we didn't take the picture, he took the selfie. That doesn't sound like a guy with a big head, does it? No, he was sweet and he was humble. And he tells the story about how easy it would have been to give up. You see, he was 22 years old. It was 1982. And his very first show was coming out. He'd been a used car salesman. He'd been a bill collector. Doesn't that sound like a pleasant job? Call people and ask for money for the bills that they don't want to pay. He was saving up every dime. He'd saved up his income tax. He'd saved up all his bonuses. And he had $12,000. Now, his car payment was behind. And he was 2 months late on his rent. But he had $12,000. Because he hired a cast. And he built a set. And he got this, the 14th Street Playhouse in Atlanta rented from July 8th to July 12th. All he needed was for 200 people a night to come see his show for a total of 1,200 people. He was gonna rake it in. He would have made $14,000 profit. And I'm all like, that's only $2,000 more than you started with, bro. But he would have made $14,000. And he said, I was gonna tithe to my church. I wonder why God has blessed that man, huh? He said, I was going to tithe to my church. I was going to give my mama some money. I was going to catch up my car payment. I was going to catch up my rent. And I was going to be living life. Except for only 30 people showed up for the show. He lost it all. Oh, but it gets better. He ends up homeless. It sounds like a great time to give up, doesn't it? Sounds like a great time to be a chicken. Chicken out. I can't do it. I'm homeless. Can't do it. I have money.
I don't even have anywhere to live. You don't understand. I don't have anywhere to live.
He could have whined about where he was, or he could have pursued the future that God had planned for him. Come on. You can clap. I'm going to take a bite. He could have whined about where he was. You see, we have to get out of our realm of what is possible. And we have to start believing in what God can make possible. Amen. We have to keep on. Everybody say, keep on.
Keep on.
We have to keep on. We have to keep on. When it's a mess, we have to try again. We have to keep on. When we get declined, we got to reapply. We got to keep on. When we fail, we got to call for a do-over. We got to keep on. When we get hurt, we got to love again. We got to keep on. When we get angry and blow our cool, we got to apologize again. We got to keep on. When we miss the shot, we got to just shoot again. We got to keep on. When we fall down, we got to get up one more time. We got to keep on, friends. We got to keep on. You will never, ever, ever, ever win a race that you won't run. You won't even finish a race that you won't run. Finish. It is finished. Three words that would have changed our eternity. If Jesus had quit, if Jesus wouldn't keep on, if he's like, okay, the beating was enough, God, I'm out. God, I was cool till the crown of thorns, and I'm out. When they started plucking out my beard, God, I wasn't prepared for that. I've done enough. I'm out. When they put me between two thieves, I'm out. When they nailed me and didn't tie me, I'm out. No, he kept on. That's why, friends, don't just come to Easter Sunday. Not when he kept on for you. Not when he kept on for you. He dies. It gets better. It always seems like it gets a little bit worse before it really gets good. So if the heat's been turned up, expect something good to come. Because he not only dies on the cross, then he goes to hell. He goes to hell. But he didn't stay. You see, he kept on. And friend, if you think you're going through hell, don't stop. You're going to keep on going. You just keep on walking, and you're going to walk your way right out of there by faith. You're going to follow Christ. You're going to walk on, and you're going to walk through, and you're going to get to the other side. We say that when we go to fly. We stick our little hand on the side of the plane, and we say we're going to the other side without accident or incident in the name of Jesus. You're never going to get your face on the side of the bucket. You're never going to get your name in the high school hall of fame. You're never going to graduate at the top of your class. You're never going to get the scholarship if you won't apply, if you won't shoot, if you won't try. And it's worth the fight. Everybody say, it's worth the fight. That indicates that there is a fight. He would have never said, put on the whole armor of God if you weren't going to need the armor. He lets us know you're going to have to be strong, but then we've got a line where we can say, I'm not strong enough myself. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Why? Why do we need the armor? He says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6 verse 11. That means you're going to have to suit up. It means you're going to have to fight. It means you might have to withstand 1,000 no's. But what if you quit at 1,000 and 1,001 says, tell me that again. Well, yeah, but what are you going to do if? Huh. People really like it, do they? Let me try a piece of that chicken. Which point you're supposed to say, okay. You're going to need some of these. Anybody else? I don't think I should throw it anymore. Come on, let's do 1, 2, 3, 4. Somebody get up here. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Move, 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 move. Let's make it happen. If there's any left at West Palm Beach, let's get some. Come on, there's one. Oh my goodness, I can't get it out of here. There's two. Come on, keep going, keep going, keep going. Come on, that's three. Isaac, you're too big, man. I got the littles here. You guys are going to have to split, okay? Can you guys split? I'm out. I'm out. Keep on. That was my dinner. We have to put on the whole armor of God. Don't give up the fight. What? But my bucket got empty. They make more chicken. Don't be a chicken. You might be down to your last dime and you haven't tithed yet. Give the dime. If it's not going to feed you, it might as well seed you. Keep on. Keep on. Somebody's going to try and make you not stand. It's the enemy. You're just going to have to get a different point of view. Little boy, he was in the house going, I'm the best pitcher in the world. I'm the best pitcher. Oh, no, what? He's the best hitter in the world. I'm the best hitter in the world. I'm the best hitter in the world. I am the best hitter in the world. He goes outside. He throws up the ball. Swing and a miss. Dad, I'm the best hitter in the world. Dad's all, go for it, son. throws it up, swing and a miss. Dad, I'm the best hitter in the world. That's right, son. He's kind of starting to sweat for his son. He throws up the ball, he swings and he misses. And he goes, Dad. He goes, son. He said, oh, I'm the best pitcher in the world. Just because 999 people tell you they don't like your chicken, they don't like your plan, they don't like your dream, they don't like how you presented it. We gotta be open to critique, amen? But then we have to remember, with God, all things are possible. Somebody give God a hand of praise. Psalm 18:39 says, you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued my enemies under my feet. The person who said no, they're under your feet. The person who said forget it, they're under your feet. The person who said not today, they're under your feet. If they're not for you, that's okay. That means God didn't intend them to be a part of your play. That means there's a better job. That means there's a better partner. That means there's a better business partner. That means there's a better spouse. That means there's a better boyfriend. That means there's a better girlfriend. That means there's a better doctor. That means there's a better chance. That means there's a better promotion. We can be worried about what's under our feet, or we can start looking to the heavens from which cometh our help. Sometimes it takes a minute. Give God a second, would ya? You gave that spouse of yours 3 or 4 chances. At least we could give God a minute. He's working on something. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's working on something. I remember a pastor. He was believing God for this building. He was. He was telling people about it. 6 years. You would think after year number 2, it could be embarrassing. Y'all like, no, I'd never get embarrassed. You would think maybe after year number 3, you'd give up. Year number 4, you'd choose another address. Year number 5, you would think, well, 5 is the number of grace. Surely God's going to give it to me this year. Until year number 6, which is the number of man. Well, God, you're not going to do anything this year. It's the number of man. Don't tell God what he's going to do. And yet, 4 neighbors offered a higher price on the building that they were praying, believing, circling, believing God that he's going to give them. And at the end of that time, well, that's more than 1,000 times if you pray every day for 6 years. That's about 2,500 times. Could you take 2,500 no's if God has a big yes planned for you? God was working on it the whole time. And he wouldn't let the higher price get it. He wouldn't let the business get it. He had it reserved for that man who never gave up, who had faith the whole time, who kept on asking, who kept on seeking, who kept on knocking, who kept on believing, who kept on saying, my God is a God of miracles. And it looks like they're going to sell to that person for $1 million, but I believe they're going to give it to me. The enemy will press the hardest to make you quit. The closer to your breakthrough you are. West Palm Beach, you don't give up. Online, on TV, you don't give up. Not only do you don't give up, you keep on. God is always with you, and he's always on purpose. And I'll close with this. There's this little girl, she's 16. Oh, I don't know, I say little girl, 16. Once you're a grown up, 16 seems little. She gets her driver's license, she's totally excited about it. And she goes driving through this rainstorm, and it gets really bad. Did anybody have to drive through that rainstorm today? So you can imagine what it was like. So she said, Dad, I want to pull over. He said, no, keep on going. Well, then she starts seeing other cars pull over, and she said, Dad, other cars are pulling over. I'm a new driver. I want to pull over. And Dad said, no, keep on going. Then she saw 18-wheelers pull over, and she said, Dad, the trucks are pulling over. I want to pull over. He looked at her. He said, no. I said, keep on going. They went under a couple of bridges, and it wasn't about 2 minutes. This whole thing was just about 2 minutes, and they were on the other side of the storm, and the rain stopped, and the sun was out. And he said, now I want you to pull over. She's like, now? He said, yeah, pull over. So she pulled over, and he said, get out and turn around and look at all those people who are stuck in the storm because they gave up. All you had to do was keep on for a little bit. And if you keep on for a little bit, God's got that sunshine, not the S-U-N sign, the S-O-N shine. God's got the sunshine on the other side of this thing for you. Are you big enough to believe Him? Are you strong enough to stand for Him? Are you going to go ahead and fight for Him? Are you going to go ahead and put on your armor? Are you going to go ahead and dream? Are you going to go ahead and say, yes, God, yes, to your will, to your way, to your plan, to your pursuit, to your blessing? I yield to you, God, and I say yes. Say yes. Yes. That's what God wants from you. Come on, give Him a praise. If you have something that somebody's told you no to that you want prayer for, raise your hand because I want to pray with you. Your faith is high, and I believe God wants to move something in your life right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your precious people who have amazing faith in a God of miracles, you said, test me. God, we give to you because you told us to test you in that. We give to you. We believe. We are going to sow dream seed tonight, God. You said, test me and see. You are a God of your promise. So we declare your promise. And you said, keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. We will not give up. We will go through to the other side. We will walk in the blessing. We will walk in the healing. We will walk in the happiness. We will walk in the peace. We will walk in the joy. We will walk in the Holy Ghost. We will walk in all that you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.